4 million people have now fled Venezuela. They departed a country that is rich in oil and other resources, which now faces political and economic chaos. This is a story of the millions who remain. How do they get through their days when goods are scarce and their money is almost worthless? NPR's Philip Reeves put the question to people in the capital city, Caracas.
Simon Diaz calls himself a pure gambler. He's 22 and says,
Yo vivo de la apuesta, yo lo que hago es apostar.
He survives by betting on horses. Right now, Diaz's gaze is fixed on one particular horse on a TV screen above us. It's called Blue Eyes, and it's running in the 4:30 in the nearby city of Valencia. The race begins. Blue Eyes sets off in a cloud of dust, carrying with him the hopes and prayers of Diaz, who's sitting at a table with his friends, clutching pens and racing guides and mobile phones. We're in a betting shop on the east side of Caracas, a middle-class area where a few Venezuelans still have enough money to try to turn it into a little more. Diaz says he's here to win money to support his wife and two-year-old boy. Gambling is also an escape. To a world apart from the crisis all around, he says. His friend and fellow gambler, Rafael Cesar, chips in. Totally, says Cesar. We don't know what's happening outside. Here, you forget all the craziness. Yet Venezuela's craziness is taking a toll here too.
Esa es la cuestión de la falta de luz, la falta de servicios, nos han ido disminuyendo considerablemente las ventas.
The lack of power and services are bad for business, says Daniel Solosano, who's the betting shop's duty floor manager. Sometimes the electricity cuts out in the middle of a race. A few years ago, this place was packed with people gambling on all sorts of sports, says Solosano, who's 36. Today, there's a handful. Venezuela's chronic lack of food and medicine and the havoc wrought by hyperinflation are hard to escape.
En mi familia se han ido más del 60%.
Solosano says more than half his family's left Venezuela. He's wondering whether to do the same. I ask him if people ever walk in here and wager their entire salaries just to try to feed their families.
Sí, sí, en efecto, eso se ha visto bastante.
Yes, yes, he says. We see that a lot. The 4:30 ends. Blue Eyes wins, to the delight of the gamblers, surviving in this murky world apart. We've come across town into the real world to visit a woman called Yolanda. Yolanda, who's 70, lives in a slum with her daughter and grandson in the poorer west side of Caracas. The alley that leads to her ramshackle home is so narrow you can touch both sides at the same time. Yolanda's life is all about precise calculations, about how to stretch tiny resources as far as possible. She buys eggs one at a time. I ask if she can afford meat.
No, Pat. Eso cuesta mucho.
Yolanda will only give her first name and won't talk politics. She doesn't want to jeopardize a resource that her family depends on. A food box provided to the poor by the government of President Nicolas Maduro. Distribution is controlled by local officials from the ruling Socialist Party. Rights groups say these officials monitor people and strike them off the list if they criticize the government. Yolanda says her box comes roughly once a month. The last one contained
un aceite.
Oil, beans, lentils, pasta, milk, rice, sugar, and tuna. She teases these out over a couple of weeks, then turns to her pension, worth just a few dollars, and the even smaller profit her daughter makes selling vegetables. As she pays no rent and almost no utility charges, that money all goes on food to survive. There's a severe shortage of medicine, so Yolanda grows herbs in her yard that she believes help control pain and stomach upsets.
Una medicina que aquí me la vienen a buscar.
Princesa Yaribel viene a dominar a la otra princesa.
Back in the east side of town, In the other world of the betting shop, luck has run out for gamblers Simon Diaz and Rafael Cesar. They've just lost a race. The 515's underway. They're hoping to repair the damage. These two claim they usually come out on top, but there are bad days. Cesar says his family worries and have asked him to stop.
Muchísimas veces.
Many times.
What do you say when they say that?
¿Y qué dices tú? Que no, que yo confío en mí, en mi suerte.
He says he tells them he just trusts in his luck.
Do you ever think your luck's going to run out?
No. 100% positivo.
I guess you have to think like that, right?
Tiene que pensar positivo.
Claro, claro.
Thinking positive is not easy in Venezuela right now. For this race, the 515, it seems to work. Philip Reeves, NPR News.